Now, there are certain things that they used to saw, some wood, stove wood, whatever it would be. They put wood between some X-like affairs, be X-shaped, and then they sawed wood. Is there a word for that? Saw. Well, let's go to the kind of the carpenter we used today. Carpenter's going to saw a board. He might put it between two. They're not X-shaped anymore. They're more A-shaped.
Vices.
What?
Vice.
No. These are wooden things. Little boys like to ride on them. They think they're toys. They don't really move. I mean, it's just, they think they're horses, actually. But what I'm thinking of, the sawhorse or sawbuck or...
Well, I heard the word sawhorse.
Sawhorse? That would be what a carpenter would use.
I don't think I could have defined it.
You didn't hear sawbuck?
No, I think not.
If I want to get the hair out of my eyes, I might use a comb or I might use a stiff bristled
brush. What else could they be besides brush?
Could be a brush. See, I'm after a couple things at once, pronunciation and vocabulary, and sometimes even grammar.
A while ago I was wondering what you would get instead of spoon.
Just pronunciation of the double O. Whenever you get double O words in English, you've got troubles like the roof, spoon. I don't know, I never heard spoon, but it's possible, I suppose. I don't know, I've heard nothing but spoon on that one around here. I guess really, I just won't quit asking it. You get the same thing all the time. Spoon, I have. But the roof, of course on the horse's feet, he has a horse's
hoof.
And he has four of these, so he has four.
Well, I don't see hoofs, I think I'd say.
I say hoof and hoofs, but I go to roof also. You say roof. There's a difference in the vowels. A man sharpening his straight razor, he used to sharpen it on a
strop.
Man would go hunting, he'd, with a rifle, he'd probably have to take some ammunition, which in that case would be take a couple of
rounds
or
cartridges.
The homemade toy that children take a board and put it across a sawhorse.
Teeter totter.
And they used to make more of these than they used to. They make a thing that can go around, hop on, jump.
Merry-go-round?
Never call that a flying Jenny?
No.
And you ever hear of a juggling board?
No.
Nobody else did around here either. And if you had some dirt in the front yard that you want to take to the backyard, you'd probably shovel it into a...
wheelbarrow.
Man wants to sharpen his knife, he might sharpen it on a square.
Horn?
Or a stone. Stone. Say a wet.
Well, you'd have to put words in my mouth there because horn is the only thing I know of.
You never say whetstone.
Oh, whetstone, yes, I've heard that.
Don't let me put words in your mouth. That wouldn't do me any good either. They might sharpen a knife or something on a one that would go around like that. You crank it, hold your knife there. Or it used to be an axe, I guess. You sharpen the axe on a big old.
Well, I sort of know what you mean, but I don't know what I know a name for.
Grind.
Grinding wheel or grind? No, that wouldn't be a grind. Well, grindstone.